duct tape, sleep, pretzels. At 35,000 feet, I look out the airplane window and see duct tape on the propeller. It reminds me of the human condition, and so does the curly head of the girl next to me, resting against my shoulder. At first, it's uncomfortable being used as a pillow, and her head is heavy, but I never sleep on planes anyway, and can still read my book through the corkscrews of her hair. Out the window, past the duct tape, the sky goes on a journey of freedom and fearlessness. That's the human condition, too, or else no one would ever get on a plane or have children. The girl shifts in her seat, her head snuggles closer to my chest. She could be my daughter, although her mother is on her other side, fast asleep. Like being fastened into sleep, as if sleep holds you secure. My philosophy professor in college told the class there was no such thing as security. He leaned out of his chair toward us, his face all sharp angles, his eyes holding the softness of frayed silk. He killed himself before he could grade our finals. The mother wakes up, looks at me, startled. "Oh, sorry," she says, and tries to wake her daughter with little shoves. "It's okay," I say. She sighs back into sleep. I open the pack of pretzels that's been squashed in my pocket and eat the broken pieces, trying not to get crumbs in the girl's hair.